You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance Descott.
I'm your host, Lance Descott, and we're back for another episode of the Drop Podcast. The Blues have got a lot going on today, Sunday. They got some other events going on at Busch Stadium today to finalize everything with the Winter Classic where they beat Chicago. They've got some celebrity game going on and some also skills competition. I believe all that just finished today. I hope you guys were able to get down to Busch Stadium for a cheap afternoon of fun. I think the tickets were $8 or $10 a piece. Something like that. So I hope everybody was able to go down and do that. They had a limited crowd, but those who went down, I hope you had a good time. Now let's go ahead and get to last night's game against the Dallas Stars. Dallas has been playing much better as of late. They were only 5 points behind the Blues in standings. The Blues not wanting to fall into a wild card position in their division. So they were hoping for a good start against the Stars. Recently, the Blues have been giving up a lot of real quick goals, and last night's game was no exception.
In the low slot, Schwartz bodied his man, Richie, off it. Now a bounce pass. Here comes Korpikoski. In alone. He scores! A sweeping move to the backhand. And out of that, pressure by the Blues in the Star zone. One bounce pass. A breakaway goal for Lauri Korpikoski, and the Stars are ahead 1-0 early.
Well, the Stars want to continue to be better in their own end, and they were right there. That couple block shots, one in front by Aduya, then Jordy Benn picks off another puck that's going there, and it's a quick up off the wall behind Korpikoski, and he makes no mistake.
Now, there was no doubting that goal by Korpikoski. Really nice take in against Carter Hutton and just put the puck right past him. I don't think Carter Hutton had a lot that he could do on that shot. It was a real nice shot by Korpikoski. But the thing that started it all was that great pass by Jordan Benn off the boards. The Blues had control in their end with Jaden Schwartz, but they gave the puck up, and Jordy Benn was able to pass it off the boards. Beautiful pass to Korpikoski, and it gives Dallas a 1-0 lead early in this game, just 2 minutes and 20 seconds in. I would say for about the first 4 or 5 minutes, Dallas really took the game away from the Blues. But the Blues started to gain some momentum back, started putting pressure on Lehtinen, and it was kind of able to pay off at about 9.5 minutes in.
Board Stasny, he scores! Oh, looky here, look what I found, it's 1-1.
Heads up play with that carom off the boards, caught the Dallas Stars off guard. They're looking at the Jumbotron, they don't know what happened. They're going on a line change, off the boards. Look at where Klingberg goes to the side of the net. Stastny beats him to it here. Gets around Lindell and puts it up high.
A very, very strange goal here, guys. The puck went off the boards, and Lehtinen started to go out and play it, and he'd have been much better off to go out and play it. I think he could have got to it before Stastny got to it. And then Klingberg went to the wrong side of the goal. It's like he was watching the puck starting to carry him off the boards, and he waited there on the other side of the net, I guess expecting Lehtinen to get the puck, but the mistake on both their parts during that change by Dallas. But I would say Lehtinen was the most at fault on that goal by Stasny. Stasny ain't going to miss that, being that open like that. It was his 8th goal of the season, assisted by Hunt, his 4th. And Carter Hutton actually got an assist, his first assist of the year. Way to go, Carter. 9 minutes and 27 seconds into the first period, and we're tied 1-1. Pretty evenly matched game. Lehtinen made a couple of good saves. Carter Hutton kept the Blues tight in the game and allowed the Blues to take a lead on this goal by Vladimir Tarasenko with about 3 minutes and 13 seconds left in the first period.
Stars to center. And Fabry got back to break it up. Drop pass, Tarasenko right in. He scores!
Good quick reaction by Robbie Fabry right near the penalty box. And that little quick turn up results in a power play goal for Tarasenko. on the right side. You see Steen's there. Now it looks like the Stars are heading in the right direction. Watch this play right here on the right. Here we go. One hit, then there goes Steen. Buys some time, makes a nice little pass across, and Stastny punts it right back to Tarasenko. And it goes whistling by the glove side.
Nothing Lehtinen could do on that one, and a great play by Fabry with that hit to loosen that puck up, and Steen able to get that and give that to Tarasenko for his 20th goal of the year. Power play goal for the Blues. Nice to see. Stastny gets his 13th assist. Steen's been playing much, much better overall the last couple games. I still would like him to step it up a little bit more on the goal side, but he's doing his part in the assist side with his 18th assist, and that was 16 minutes and 43 seconds in to the first period. So the Blues go to the locker room in the first period, feeling them pretty good about themselves. Going into the second period with a 2-1 lead after that beautiful goal by Vladimir Tarasenko. But that good feeling wouldn't last very long. Just 35 seconds in, Dallas get the power play goal by Patrick Eaves.
Saucers it back to John Klingberg. Now Jason Spezza, his wrist shot, rebound! In tight, they score! Patrick Eaves grabbed a big bone, fat rebound off the body of Carter Hutton and deposits it and levels this game at 2.
Well, it's not a real fancy power play either. You get a couple passes, make a couple tape-to-tape passes. Spezza's just getting the puck up to the net. Eaves is in there all the time. Gets that quick shot away. See Cody Eakin digging around in the front of the net, and it occupies one of the defensemen. Pulls him out of that area that he needs to stay in, and that opens up some space for Patrick Eaves.
So the Blues continue to give up goals early in a period and late in periods in some of these games, and that's got to be their Achilles heel lately. I think they would have a much, much better record if it wasn't for these early goals being given up, whether it was the one in the first period or this one in the second period, just 35 seconds in, and it was on a power play too. The Blues have given up some pretty shoddy goals on power plays. So Patrick Eaves' 14th goal, Jason Spezza's 17th assist. Klingberg gets his 17th assist, and like I said, 35 seconds into the second period. That one really, really hurt. That power play goal, giving Dallas an opportunity that early in a period just wasn't good for the Blues. The game is evenly played by about now. I would say both teams have had some great opportunities in the first and second periods. We're tied at 2-2, but the Blues would be able to take the lead on another goal by Paul Stastny.
And now Kevin Shattenkirk. This time to the corner for Stastny. Shattenkirk now for Steen. One time. He scores! Stastny may have tipped it. It's 3-2.
Well, there was some good puck movement. Constant movement starting from the dump in to originate the play. And Shattenkirk with so many options on that left point. See the pass he takes right here. Now he looks over there right on the wheelhouse. And with that flow going from the goaltender's right to his left, here's the shot. Keep your eye on 26. See if Stastny doesn't redirect this here. Yes, he does. Right off the blade of his stick and over the shoulder of goaltender Kari Lehtinen.
A great shot by Steen. I mean, it was a hard shot, and it may have even went in without Stastny deflecting it, but man, that perfect deflection by Stastny right on the thick of his stick, just great right in front of the net where he needs to be going with the absence of David Backes and Troy Brower, who would get in front of that. Stastny needs to be doing that job for the Blues, and he definitely did it in this game. Paul Stastny gets his 9th goal, his 2nd of the game, assisted by Steen, his 19th assist. Way to go, Alexander Steen. Shattenkirk, played an awesome game. I can't say enough about Kevin Shattenkirk in this game. 17th assist, 7 minutes and 51 seconds into the second period. Power play goal, and the Blues are up 3-2. We're looking for the Blues to finish this period out, maybe get another goal. But guess what? That's right. The goal at the end of the period would just haunt them again on this goal by John Klingberg to tie it up at 3-3.
Klingberg now just inside the blue line. He can dance. People just did. Klingberg in the slot. Scores! What a galantic effort by John Klingberg. Wow.
Well, the Blues tried to get a little bit fancy in that offensive zone with a drop between the legs and a nice read by Fox. Picks that one off, and then John Klingberg doing a little dancing, like you said, on his own little blue line, This is vintage Klingberg that we've seen from him. All that confidence there, stays with it, gets it to the neck. It gets deflected a little bit, but it trickles through and over the pad of Carter Hutton.
I don't know if I'd call that dancing by Klingberg. It was more like, I guess it was kind of a two-step and drag, but it was a nice goal for Dallas to get. It kind of put them back in the game. At this point, I thought the Blues were playing better, but this late goal just bit the Blues as it has before in other games, and it was Klingberg's fifth goal of the season, Korpikoski's eighth assist, and Fax's ninth assist, 18:35 into the second period, and we're tied at 3-3, and that's the way we would go into the third. There would be a lot of back and forth from both teams, but you know, the Blues would have the last say-so, and guess what? They would get a goal with just a couple minutes left in the third period to win the game.
And Berglund gets it free. Wide open is Shattenkirk on his off point. Tip. They score! Patrick Berglund with 1:54 to go!
The big Swede way off to the side, almost fading away from the net. And a perfect play by Shattenkirk with his head up all the way. Keep your eye. The first one's the forecheck by Berglund. Our ChooseNissan.com drive to the net. Now the puck comes to the point and a little shot off to the side redirection. Oh my goodness. It finds the short side post and in. Here from this angle, over the goalie's shoulder and in the net. What a play.
It is so nice to see Patrick Berglund scoring goals. You know, I've been a critic of Patrick Berglund's for years. But when he's on, he's on. When he's off, he's you don't even notice him in a game. But, man, we've really been noticing him in these last 8 to 10 games for the Blues. He has been big, big, big. And that's, I don't know of a word that I can use besides big. Patrick Berglund's 7th goal, Shattenkirk's 18th assist, Brodziak's 4th assist. And the Blues take the game 4-3. Just great to see the Blues coming into this, needed this win. They've been inconsistent for a while. You know, they'll win 2, lose 2, win 3, lose 2. And maybe this will be one of those games that really steps them up, because they really laid a dud against the Hurricanes the other night. I don't think they played very well at all. And I think they'll tell you that. They looked really slow, slow to the puck, just looked very lethargic after that big win against Chicago in the Winter Classic. But this game, they look more like the team they need to be. They played that game that they had to play to beat Dallas. And what is it with the Blues and these 4-3 wins over Dallas? Seems like every game against Dallas is 4-3, but they usually go into overtime. Just a complete, complete win. Let's go ahead and go over some of the stats of the game. Dallas falls to 16-16-8. On this 4-3 loss to the Blues. The Blues improved to 21-14-5. Dallas had 28 shots on goal. The Blues had 22. The power play for the Blues was 2-for-3. Nice, nice to see. The Stars had 4 opportunities and scored 1 power play goal. 54% faceoff wins for the Stars, 46 for the Blues. Patrick Eaves gets a power play goal, his 14th. Korpikoski gets a goal, his 5th, and assist. Klingberg gets a goal, his 5th, and an assist. Spezza gets an assist, and Faxa gets an assist. Lehtinen allowed 3 goals and just 14 shots, and was actually replaced later on in the game. And it really didn't help them much. I think Lindy Ruff did that to spark them a little bit, but it didn't spark them in my mind. I don't think they played any difference at all when Niemi came in. But let's go on the Blues side. Stastny gets 2 goals. It's 8th and 9th, plus an assist for a 3-point game. Berglund gets the game-winning goal for his 7th goal. Been playing very well lately. Tarasenko gets his 20th, which was a power play goal. Shattenkirk played big. I mean, that great pass at the end of Berglund, I don't think Dallas expected that at all. And I hope you guys got to see that either live or on TV. Shattenkirk gets those 2 assists. Steen gets 2 assists, played very well. Carter Hutton played a solid game and gets made 25 saves and 28 shots. Not a great game, but solid game to give the Blues a win. He did what he needed to. Let's go ahead and hear in the post-game press conference from Patrick Berglund, Peter Stastny, and also Alexander Steen as to how the Blues were able to win this game.
Just right in the end there. I know he's very good with finding shot passes and stuff like that. So instead of standing on back door, I just kind of went to the other side and lost my guys. So a great play by Shetty.
Do you have any idea that that's going to go on net and possibly get past him? I mean,
it was going to get past him. That's what I tried, and it worked out. But, no, I knew I was going to tip it. I wasn't going to grab it or anything. So, you know, it's a big goal, good for us.
You were pretty far away from the net. I mean, to be able to get some mustard on that from there, pretty good.
I shot it, put some heat on the puck, so I just, you know, put my stick down and hope for a bust, and I was lucky it went in.
Patrick, what's behind you guys to be able to bounce back after losses this year? You seem to be able to do it pretty well.
I mean, I think, you know, we won revenge, obviously, and but we know we can win games, but now we need to find a way, you know, find our identity again, start building games, winning, get on streaks and stuff like that. We can't go like this 500 thing. So, great to win today, but we gotta start build. We gotta play the right way. Most of the game today, I think we do, and good things happen when we play the way around people and get, you know, get on forecheck and get people to the net.
Especially, you know, try to separate the teams that are behind us right now, but kind of back and forth game. I think Hutz made some big saves there at the end. I think when it was still 3-3 and when it was 4-3, and obviously a timely goal from Brakey.
Got a little involved offensively yourself tonight. Good feeling there.
Yeah, it was good. I think it's been common. I think said earlier, I think Steiner made some plays where instead of dumping it in, he kind of finds a late guy, and maybe it doesn't lead to a direct goal right away, but it kind of leads to the goal within, whether it's 10 seconds, 20 or 30 seconds later. So I think hold on the puck and kind of finding those extra guys created more chances for us.
First goal, were you surprised how you were able to just kind of get in there and split those guys?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I think their goalie, their defensive, or miscommunication, they both just backed off. So I don't know. Hitch would be proud of that one. I think dumped it in, forecheck. So everything you could do to keep it simple, and then it came back to me. So that was nice. That was nice to get on the board, and then especially after they scored one early to kind of get us back in it and kind of ease us up a little bit.
Bouncing back after the loss, man. I know you guys would like to put some wins together, but this is almost as important, right, to not avoid
that. Yeah, obviously the first one, obviously, and then now it's, you know, we have 2 days for our next game, but this was an emotional game, obviously, when you play division games, and you know, whether they're 100% or not, we knew that, you know, they always bring their A game, and it's always going to be a tough game against these guys.
Yeah, I don't know if it woke us up. I think we were ready. First couple of shifts was pretty bouncy out there and tough to get control of stuff. They got one, but we settled in. We had a game plan from the start and picked up our game after that.
What's the chemistry you and Paul have together? What do you guys like about playing?
I don't know. We both had fathers who played the game. I think we discuss a lot, even with them at some point. But it's, I think, see the game similar. We talk a lot about, you know, certain situations that are like reoccurring situations, what we like to do, where holes might be, what the other guy's thinking, just so that we're on the same page. And then it's, that part makes it that much more enjoyable to see. Nuts get two was nice.
We haven't seen that bomb a lot this year. Where have you been hiding it?
We've been getting the puck to Tank. He's got a pretty good one, too.
Pretty nice play there at the end to get a clutch goal there.
Yeah, it was huge. They do a good job of collapsing in front of the net, so we were trying to find some sticks off to the side. And then, I mean, that's a great tip. That's a lot of skill that goes in a tip like that.
Just 2 points. Paul was mentioning just to get one in regulation. Important there for that?
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, we want to win in regulation all the time, but I thought both teams pushed forward and backwards in that last period, and I think we played that right at the end of the game, where just Shaddy makes a great play to Berge, and he makes a heck of a tip.
What else can you say? A heck of a tip. You know, he was a good probably 12 to 14 feet to the stick side of Antti Niemi, and I don't think they were expecting that all. He may have been 16 feet, but he was way off to the stick side of Niemi. I think they thought it was a pass, but it was just a beautiful type of a deflection. Just great. Just awesome. Just a great goal. You won't see too many like that. You won't see many defensemen try to put that puck there to get a goal, but Shattenkirk did. Shattenkirk played a great game. I give him the third star of the game. I also give, I would say that a great, great game for Stasny. He was all over the ice, front of the ice, was hitting players. Just an awesome game for him. you know, Alexander Steen to me as a second star. Not only did he get all the assists, but he played a great game, and he really stepped it up in this game, which the Blues need him to do. I don't know if it's been a health issue with him lately, you know, or not, but I called him out after the last game, and he definitely played this game very, very well, and the Blues have to have that from him to continue for them to be successful. Perron, just an awesome game, and what can you say about Berglund? Berglund played a great game, too. He was throwing his weight around, his physical presence guy, about 6'3", 6'4", just was a beast on the ice. But great overall game for the Blues. Now let's build on this, guys. You're 3-2 on this homestand. You've got one game left against Boston. Let's not take a step back and go 3-3. This team cannot afford to go 3-3. They need this win before they go on the road, because they're going to have some big games against Anaheim, the Kings, and also the San Jose Sharks, not in that order. They're going to play the Kings first, the Sharks, and then Anaheim before they come home. But that's going to be a huge road trip. They need to go off of this homestand 4-2. They're going to have a tough opponent on Tuesday in the likes of the Boston Bruins. I'm hoping everybody will be able to tune in for that game. It should be a great game. And, you know, I'll be there the next day with my game recap. So those are the ways that the game went. I hope everybody agrees with my three stars and the great players. You could make a lot of guys stars in this game because the team played just an overall great game. Thanks for joining me once again for another episode of the Drop Podcast. As I said just a few seconds ago, join me again after every game, including the next game against Boston, which will be Tuesday at 7 p.m. And then, like I said, they go on the road for three against the Western Conference foes in the Kings, Sharks, and then Anaheim before they come home. So let's wish them the best on this road trip. Let's hope they beat Boston and go 4-2 on this homestand. I'll see everybody back. Let's go Blues.
This has been the Drop Podcast. You can email the Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @officialthedrop/thedroppodcast. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.